Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go on a Monday. We are officially in the holiday season. Nice job, everybody, here. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong, plus Greg Olson next hour as well. He's just a terrific new addition to Fox Sports. Joy Taylor is joining me. You know, I am so happy this week. I get two games tonight.
Yep.
I get two games tomorrow.
We get football every day.
Every day. Then I get a great game Thursday. I mean, this is so... I am here to accept an NFL schedule that just throws Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday games in all the time. I am here to accept it.
I don't know if the players are in on that.
That's right. It's a
we'll
little weird. It was fun.
It was.
You know, it's the analytics stuff is crazy. So years and years ago... You were celebrated as a football coach in America, college or pro, if you went for it on fourth down. Now you're an idiot. And I think of this analytics stuff, and I'm like, I got six kids. It's like parenting. No kids alike. It's all situational. Every day of my life now, my adult life is situational. No game looks alike. No drive is the same. And you just got to kind of consider a bunch of stuff. And when I think analytics, I mostly think baseball because they were the first to go into it. If you had a great bullpen and I had a spotty average bullpen, I would be as a manager much more aggressive in the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings. I don't want to go longer. And I think John Harbaugh looks across the field and sees Aaron Rodgers and you're like, all right, I don't want to go to overtime. If I can do a walk-off here with Tyler Huntley, I'm going to do it. And so I think a big part of this for managers is, in baseball, do I have a good bullpen or they have a better bullpen? If I've got the less of the bullpen, let's manage more aggressively. In the NFL, I got Mahomes over there. I got Aaron Rodgers over there. I don't want another 30 plays in this game. I want the game to come down to one play. I'm at home. I'm going to go for it. Two other factors. Tyler Huntley is a very tough guy to defend in the two-point conversion. He's not big, this. But in the two-point conversion, he can go back. He can roll. He can do on-script. He's pretty accurate. He can go off-script. He's a handful. He is a handful in a two-point conversion situational moment. He moved three of his last four drives in the second half. They scored a couple touchdowns. Like, he's a handful, right? And so in a two-point conversion, he's got a little Kyler Murray thing going. He can do it on-script, off-script, roll, throw, a lot of stuff. Number two is Baltimore had momentum. They'd been moving the ball. Green Bay's defense had been on the field for about 8 minutes of real time. They're a little bit gassed. I know the play I'm running. They don't. So I got my quarterback. He's a pain in the butt to defend. He's a good situational player. I've got the momentum. I'm going to go for it. This is a lot more art than accounting. It's like parenting. There's a lot of feel to this. And the feeling I had was, listen, man, Tyler Huntley was terrific. I mean, this league gives everybody opportunities, right? Young men opportunities. That kid took advantage of it. I'm like, I don't know. That's pretty interesting to me. Now, I'm not saying my answer's right. I'm not. I think you can argue me out of it. But what I'm saying is it is like parenting. It's situational. There's not necessarily a right answer. No two kids are the same in the family, except unless they're twins, okay? And so the reality of this situation was I like my momentum. Tyler Huntley's super quick and hard to defend. Green Bay's guys have been on the field. I don't want to go to overtime with Aaron Rodgers. I get it. I totally get it. Feel, touch, momentum matters. Listen, if it was just always go with analytics, Daryl Morey would have six titles in the NBA, and the best coach in the NFL would have gone to MIT. Sometimes it's feel. You look other men in the eye and go, we got momentum. We're at home. They look gassed. I see Aaron over there. I'm going to go for it. So John Harbaugh, I thought, summed it up well. They lost, but his explanation landed well for me.
Just going to try to get the win right there. You know, in overtime, I think our chances of winning right there were a little bit higher than in overtime, maybe, if you calculate it out. But felt good about it. Felt we had a good play. And, again, they made a really good play. I got to give that safety a lot of credit for getting out there and tipping that ball. The numbers are never going to be perfect. They don't take everything into account. So you just make a decision. The numbers are part of it, but the numbers aren't the main decision.
I had no problem with it. I don't necessarily think his answer is the right answer, but it's not definitively the wrong answer. Everybody in the world wants to be on one side or the other. There's a lot of gray. In analytics, to me, I would be a very aggressive coach. I would be pro-analytics. But as I've said for years, it's also man-analytics. Where I think analytics goes wrong is you don't look other men in the eye and go, how do you feel? You know, there was a moment on the Manning cast on ESPN2 about a month ago, and Peyton Manning had a great line. He said, analytics are going to say, go for it here. And he was talking about, I forget the game and the drive, but he said, I mean, this has been a tough drive. We're getting pushed back. Every other play doesn't work. He's like, sometimes in a drive, you're just like, just get the points. This is a choppy drive. We're not blocking them well. It's a little hit and miss. So in that instance, you lean on Peyton Manning and go, or your quarterback and go, hey, what do you think right now? Because, by the way, Aaron Rodgers is as good as anybody that's ever done this. And if you listen to Aaron Rodgers in big spots, Aaron will tell you sometimes, you know, this is a get the points time. This is a field goal time. Peyton Manning's as good as anybody that's ever done this. Peyton Manning on the Manning cast is like some drives you just feel like, man, this has been a hard 50 yards. Every other play, we're just getting pushed back. So I like the move. I would have done the move, but I get the argument against the move. So the Cowboys, let's shift to the Cowboys. They're 10-4. They're not very far from a number one seed. Okay? They play their cruddy division teams here coming up. They're 10-4. They could be the number one seed. And the problem, of course, is they don't really look like a number one seed. They're not consistent like a number one seed. Their offense in this 2021 offensive era, they don't play like a number one seed. But I just want to throw this out. I'm going to, because everybody, and I myself included, Dak has really, really gone back to Dak and dunk. They don't throw the ball down the field. But the last Super Bowl, last four Super Bowl champs, let's just go back and think about the last Super Bowl champs. Tampa, was 7-5 last year at one point, into the bye, and even in the playoffs, struggled with Washington and Taylor Heinicke. The year before that was Kansas City. Oh, Mahomes. Yeah, they were 6-4 at one point. And if you recall, in the regular season at the end, they really struggled offensively in the last six regular season games. Well, then it was New England. Yeah, I remember the New England team that finished the season, lost to Miami, if you recall. Last four games, they were 2-2. Gronk was all beat up. Edelman was their leading receiver at 800 yards. They had no deep threat. And they gave up a lot of yards. Not a lot of points, but you could move the ball on them. And then in 2017, it was Philadelphia with Nick Foles. And at the end of the year, the last five games, they lost two of them. They escaped with a win against Atlanta in the playoffs. And it was a backup quarterback, Nick Foles. That's the last four Super Bowl champs. So Purdy doesn't win in January and December. Defense does. And, you know, you look this morning, and everybody doesn't like the Cowboys. Do you know who they'd play today? If the playoffs start today. At home against the Saints. Taysom Hill. I take Dallas to win the game. So that's who you'd play today. And let me defend him here. Tom Brady for years was aided, we can't even argue this, by how bad his division was. You don't think Brady, how many times did he face a new coach in Buffalo, a new quarterback in New York, chaos in Miami? Well, so I can't crush Dak because Dak's really good against his division. So Brady was aided for years by his division. That's why they were always playing at home and getting great seats. Okay? So, I mean, Dallas is the best team in their division and the most talented offense in their division, so I'm not going to crush them for that. I mean, in the last month, there's no wow offensively. Dak's not throwing the ball down the field at all. I mean, they're averaging less than 6 yards per attempt. Some of that is maybe, well, they keep winning. The defense is great. And also, look at the NFC right now. Arizona's reeling a little bit. Tom Brady just got shut out, right? Like, they can be a little hot and cold. Rams been great the last 2 weeks. They can be a little hot and cold. You can push them around at times. I think the Cowboys defense and the Rams offensive line, I think Dallas matches up pretty well. So we have a history in this league. A conservative offense, and Dak is playing right now very conservatively. I don't think it's an injury thing. I think some of it is Dak sees we're running the ball. I'm facing another backup quarterback in the NFC East. We have a history here that in January and late December, conservative offenses, running the ball, defense wins a lot of games. And Dallas is inches from a number one seed. They may not look like it. Either did Philadelphia with Foles. Either did Kansas City years ago when they won in the last six games. The Tampa team, Gronk's old, can't throw it deep, gave up a lot of yards. Purdy doesn't win in December. Here's Dak after.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely frustrating. As I said, the defense is doing a great job giving us the ball in plus territory, and we've got to find a way to get in the end zone. Simple as that. And I'm sure we'll do that. We'll get back to practice, watch the film, make some corrections, and find a way to convert these into touchdowns.
Is Tom Brady becoming a bad sport? We'll talk about that coming up. Plus, Colin Wright, Colin Wrong, 45 minutes from now on a great and active Monday with two NFL games today.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Faherty's, founded by twin brothers. Family business make great clothes backed by a lifetime guarantee of quality. Faherty is offering 20% off with the code HERD20. Go to FahertyBrand.com/HERD, code HERD20. So the NFL humbles you, and Tom Brady last night was shut out. Last time he was shut out was against Nick Saban and the Dolphins. He was humbled last night. I will say this. The Tampa Tom is a more real version of the Tom. And he's chucking an iPad last night. He's dropping an F-bomb to a Saints coach last night. I get real emotion all the time from Tom. And at this point, he's been so successful at everything he's done. Is he becoming a bad sport? I see him unravel more in Tampa. I've seen more pick sixes per game. I've seen more tantrums per game. And last night was one of those games. He was sacked four times. He had two turnovers. He had 48 throws and no touchdowns. And when I look at Tom in Tampa, what I see is I get more of Tom. I get more social media. I get a little more anger. I get more tantrums. I get more personality. I get more social media. I get more barking. I always felt like New England is the overprotective parent of the NFL. They've got their own secret service. Everything's covert. Everything's behind the walls. So if you have an internal issue, you just don't see it. I mean, even Gronk came into the league. He was party boy Gronk, and he would go to the podium and, like, be afraid to say anything. Like, they cover everything up, and Tampa doesn't. That's not their culture. I said when Tom went from New England to Tampa, I never worried about winning games. I worried about the Ybor City culture. It's just loose and fun and let it live and cocktails early. And the Buccaneers, when I cover them years ago, they kind of lean into it. It's a fun place to play, and it can be wild, and players kind of do their own thing. And I don't know. I always felt Tom in New England, it was like a well-produced TV show. A lot of stuff was left on the editing floor. I feel like Tampa's more of a reality show. I get a little warts. Too much to drink. I get that. I get the tantrums. I get that. I get the screaming matches. I get the pick six. I get the chuck in the iPad. It's not a bad thing. It's a more authentic version of Tom. But New England has done that historically. They suppress information. They keep it away. It's protection. Don't let anything out. They got their own secret service. That's not most cultures in the NFL. It's certainly not Tampa's. And you're just getting good, bad, and different. You're just getting more Tom all the time. By the way, he was grumpy after the game. You can tell by what he wore. Do we have the bite of Tom after the game?
But, I mean, we just, didn't execute great, obviously. And just a tough night, so didn't do much anything right. tonight. Just, I wish it was just one thing. It was a lot of things. So we got to do better in every facet of offensive football to score points. We're not going to win scoring no points.
I don't remember the last time I saw Tom Brady mail it in with a T-shirt. He has a new fashion line. He wore a T-shirt after the game. I don't think he was in a good mood. Shut out for the first time since he faced Saban years ago. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News.
Well, the Browns were originally scheduled to play the Raiders on Saturday, but due to a large number of COVID cases, they postponed it to today.
Yeah.
And the hope was that they would get a significant amount of players back. Well, Baker Mayfield and backup quarterback Case Keenum were among the positive tests. And according to Tom Pelissero, both Mayfield and Keenum did not test out of protocol. So Nick Mullins will be making the start against the Raiders today. And head coach Kevin Stefanski will also miss the game.
I think it's going to be a very low-scoring competitive game. So I'm not trying to put heat on Cleveland, but Myles Garrett's available. He's their best player, best pass rusher. Denzel Ward's available. He's their best corner. John Johnson, best safety available. Their best linebacker, the rookie from Notre Dame's available. Nick Chubb's available. Two of their better receivers are available. Three of their offensive line are available. David Njoku's available. And I don't see a massive – I mean, Baker's better than Nick Mullins. I'm not saying that. But if you go back and look at Nick Mullins, size – toughness, mobility. Nick Mullins has a higher career completion percentage. I don't think the gap is Mahomes to his backup. I think Cleveland's going to win today. I think it's going to be low scoring. It's going to be ugly. And they're losing. They're missing a lot of players like Austin Hooper. He hasn't been that productive. OBJ. Well, he was gone weeks ago. I think Cleveland's going to win the game still.
I mean, I think the quarterback situation is the most...
It's not ideal.
The most not ideal.
But I don't think
them.
Nick Mullins... I watched them in San Francisco.
Yeah, but Baker is a much better quarterback. Like, we fall in love with the... He's much better. We fall
I do
in
not
love
believe
with these
that.
Backups all the time. They
right.
come out and win one game, and we're like, wait a minute. Maybe they should be the starter.
Well, this is the only time... when I watched Tyron Huntley last night, he's as accurate as Lamar. And because you've never faced him, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, but have him play three games.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm only talking today.
Yeah,
today,
right.
I don't think Nick Mullins Baker's a wild gap.
Well, either way, they've got to go out there and put on the best performance that they can because they're still in the playoff hunt and the NFL has done everything that they can to try and accommodate the situation. Now, over the weekend, the NFL did change the testing protocols.
Yes.
And there was a large memo that came out and... The change will be, this is according to Ian Rappaport, the fully vaccinated asymptomatic individuals will no longer be subject to weekly testing. That begins with week 16 games, so it doesn't apply to the games this weekend. If a fully vaccinated player or staff reports symptoms, that person will be isolated and tested and won't be permitted to interact with any player or tiered staff until they produce a negative test.
Right.
And then high-risk players have the option to opt out of the remainder of the season.
Yeah.
Because obviously the protocols are different now. So if you don't feel comfortable with the current
That's
testing,
right.
you can opt out and you have to do it by 2 p.m. Eastern today.
Yeah.
So they did make some changes. I'm, for whatever it's worth, comfortable with these changes.
So am I.
The NFL is a very smart organization. They make billions of dollars. They have a lot on the line. They're going to figure out a way to play games.
Yeah.
I'm not into panic porn. This is like really a lot. Everyone's reaction to all this.
Yeah.
Much smarter people are handling this. Much smarter people who have a lot more responsibility, have a lot more people to answer to, and they're going to figure it out.
Yeah, everybody's trying to be right on this stuff. It's situational. In the end, the safest people in America, let's be honest with all this, are professional athletes because they're in such great shape. And younger, most pro athletes in these games are under 28. They're in amazing shape. And by the way, these organizations do a good job. They keep you separated. I mean,
everyone's freaking out about the player safety thing. Like, the players have representation. It's called the NFLPA.
Yeah.
The NFLPA and the NFL agreed on the new protocols.
Yeah.
Obviously, it sucks for Cleveland. It sucks for all the teams that had to move the games around. It's not ideal for players that are on a short week. None of this is ideal for anyone, but they're figuring it out, and they're not the only ones. The NBA is down bad right now with all these tests. We're
yes.
all dealing with tests everywhere are positive, and every second you pull up Twitter, there's a new person who's in protocols, but they'll figure it out. So the Lions defeated the Cardinals 30-12, and following the game, Cliff Kingsbury did not hide his feelings about this surprising loss.
Obviously pissed to come out and play like that. That's not who we want to be or what we want to be, but I got to tip my hat to Detroit. I thought they had a tremendous plan. Like I said, they outcoached us, outplayed us, and we got to be better.
Well, it was their first loss on the road this season. And they were 7-0 entering into the game. So now they're 10-4 and hang on to first in the NFC West. They're fourth in the NFC standings. But, you know, they've lost two in a row.
Well, DeAndre Hopkins is out. Kyler's not 100%. It reminds me a little of the Russell Wilson. He's having a good year. He gets hurt. He comes back probably 2 weeks too early. And Kyler Murray is a player that he needs all of his mojo. Like, he is he's literally moving on everything.
Yeah.
Even his pocket stuff, he's moving around. I don't think he's 100%, and I think Detroit plays their butt off. I think Detroit had Pittsburgh beat, had Baltimore beat. They were at home. You don't have DeAndre. You're not 100%. I'm not making excuses for it, but folks, Tom Brady got shut out last night at home. This stuff is hard. Like, it.
No, and kudos to Detroit.
Like, oh,
I had no notion that they were going to be a great competitive team this year, but I love what Dan Campbell's building there. You and I were both skeptics at the beginning of this season. Didn't love the press conference. Didn't think it was going to resonate. They play really hard, and they do have a lot of young, talented players.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, this is hard. It takes some time to put things together. You're going into a dysfunctional rebuild. That's a great win for Detroit. Oh. Like, I know if the fans are starting to panic, like, let's not lose our draft spot.
Right.
But you also want to build some momentum as well.
In fairness, their draft spot's not as crucial because what you're paying Goff, he's your starter next year.
They're not in the quarterback conversation anymore.
Yeah. So it's like what they need is the best player available. And I've said this during the break. For teams like Jacksonville, if you feel you have your quarterback, a team like Detroit, at least for 2 years as a quarterback, I would trade down. What Detroit needs is another speed receiver, an edge rusher. You know, maybe they get that kid from – I wouldn't trade down if I could get the edge rusher from Michigan, because they really need that position. But I think they just need more speed offensively, a little more heat. They need a corner, an edge rusher. So, I don't there's a difference. There are bad teams. Like, Houston feels a little hopeless. Detroit's in a lot of these games. And by the way, they played the Rams tough. They beat the Cardinals. They had the Steelers beat. Like, it's almost like when challenged, they kind of rise a little bit.
Yeah.
They had Baltimore beat.
And when you're a young team and you've got a relatively inexperienced coach, those situations are going to come down to experience and the better coach in a lot of times when you're coming down to the end of the game and who's going to win those close games. So the NFC West is kind of interesting now. The Cardinals are 10-4, Rams are 9-4, Niners 8-6, and the Rams host the Seahawks tomorrow. So things could start to get a little interesting.
Yeah.
And the Cardinals host the Colts on Christmas Day. There's no odds according to Fox Bet yet. So we all had a fun Saturday night. Well, some of us did. The purists of the sport did not. But the rest of us probably had a cocktail and watched Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley.
I'm entertained by it. Sorry, I'm entertained by it.
By the way, I told you I was more excited about the undercards than I was about this fight. And they were great. The Serrano fight was Serrano Gutierrez was a great fight for you purists as well. She's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And look, that whatever that was with Frank Gore and Darren Williams was fun too.
Yeah.
It was interesting. It gave us some memes, but it took him longer than it said it would. But Jake Paul did knock out Tyron Woodley. he landed a wild knockout punch. No, Tyron Woodley did not take a fall. I don't know where you guys get this idea about money, like that Tyron Woodley has his family set up for the rest of his life.
Would you take that
fight with Jake Paul? Like, what do you think he's making $400 million in this fight? It's just nonsense. It's insanity. What are you talking about? Would I take what?
Yeah. I mean, I the way I look at it now is purists in any sport are just tedious. All these leagues, one of the things that hurts baseball is they're too driven by purists.
Yeah.
The NFL is very good at realizing we're a television show. Let's make the rules better for quarterbacks. Like, this is entertainment. I'm sorry. This is entertaining.
Well, we were talking about this earlier. I think this is where I am with this. He has found a way to bring in an entirely new audience to boxing. Now, you guys might not call this boxing, but the activity in which they are participating in is boxing.
Yeah.
And they're selling it. So what's interesting about the purists of boxing and the other side of this sport is, how are you going to keep up with this? Because they are making money. Now, I get it. He's never going to be considered a legitimate fighter. He's never going to be in the conversations as a great actual boxer until he fights real boxers, which he has not done yet.
Right.
Once he does that,
that's different,
and wins multiple fights in that space, then that will be a different conversation. But if his goal is just to make money, he can keep doing this for as long as he wants to, and he's going to keep making money participating in whatever this is.
By the way, USFL is being introduced on Fox here, and NBC and Fox here in March. It's not the NFL. It's not college. It's a separate football league. This is like a separate boxing division.
Yeah.
It's like a celebrity boxing division. And as long as he takes it seriously, and he
Which he does.
By the way, I mean, I've watched every one of his fights. His stamina is better. His footwork is better. There's no question he's taking it seriously. Then I'll take you seriously. You don't have to be Ali. That's not what we're saying here. But I think Jake Paul really cares about it. He's into it. He's getting better. So I respect that.
Le'Veon Bell tweeted at him that he wants to fight him. He said, fight me. Stop trying to fight people who can't box.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do this. Jake Paul, now it's all he does is train for boxing.
That is the one thing, though. That's the interesting point that you made earlier. This is all he's doing now.
That's it.
So for athletes who are still kind of dabbling and not 100% focused on this particular sport, can't play boxing.
Joy, Michael Jordan, Tim Grover was his trainer. Michael Jordan told his trainer, Tim Grover, get me into baseball shape. A year before he went to baseball. Okay, just saying, well, I mean, I run 3.5 miles 3 days a week. Doesn't mean anything, right? Like, there's boxing shape. There's by the way, there's UFC shape. There's baseball shape. Like, Jake Paul's committed to being in great boxing shape.
Now, if Le'Veon fully committed to it, I would Le'Veon because he is 35. Like, he's not in that he's not aged out of another sport.
Yeah.
Like that's the conversation. That's the argument about it. Aside from the fact that people don't like him, which is a different conversation. If you are a purist and you don't believe that he's a legitimate fighter, then you're going to continue believing that until he fights legitimate fighters. But if his goal is to just make a couple $100 million, he can just keep doing this for as long as he wants to.
By the way, one of the things boxing struggles with now is that the UFC is more consistently interesting than boxing. Jake Paul's interesting. That's part of these sports. The reason the NFL is in a better spot than baseball, it's more interesting to most people. So, like, Jake Paul's interesting. If Le'Veon Bell signed up tomorrow to fight Jake Paul, I'd buy the pay-per-view today. I want to watch these fights.
Right.
It's fun. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
You know, we talked all about Baltimore, but Mike Silver knows Aaron Rodgers well. You know, they're both Cal guys, and Mike Silver brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing, longtime great NFL reporter. You know, it's interesting to watch Aaron. I mean, Tom Brady got shut out last night. Aaron probably has a chance to be the MVP. Mike, it's interesting because I felt in the first year of LaFleur and Rodgers, it was really Aaron's team with a coach. I do feel like Matt LaFleur's got an imprint. I feel they're more of a running team. They're a more physical team. I feel this is Matt LaFleur's team as well. That's my takeaway. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and two great coordinators, by the way. You know, people were ready to jump off the roof after week one when they played the Saints. Saints have had two epic victories this year, bookended last night and week one. And they're like, Joe Barry, the new defensive coordinator? Why? Well, he's done a really, really good job in year one. Nathaniel Hackett has continued to align with LaFleur and Rodgers on these game plans. And so it's always tempting when you have a transcendent quarterback to say, well, it runs itself. It's same with NBA. Like, well, does LeBron's team really need a coach? You know, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, look at what Matt LaFleur has accomplished this season. The worst offseason imaginable for a coach. Thinks his quarterback is leaving. His close friend is trying to, like, backdoor trade for him on draft day, Kyle Shanahan. And then when the quarterback comes back, instead of being like, hey, guys, I'm here, I'm all in, it's great, Aaron holds a press conference and basically in detail talks about why he doesn't really like the organization. So, yeah, they got off to a slow start. But once again, here they are in position. So I know that if your quarterback throws three passes in a game and you happen to be a future Hall of Fame coach, you're going to get a lot of Coach of the Year love. But I think Matt LaFleur right now is the top candidate for that award.
So you've been a little bit of a skeptic on Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals, and this is the second straight year. He's good early, banged up, comes back, and he's not the same guy. Why? How does it land for you? What do you see? Because you've been a skeptic on this team from the very beginning.
Colin, I just knew there was a lot of pressure internally going into this season. Owner Michael Bidwell was very, very upset last year by what he viewed as a failure to get into the playoffs. I think the rest of us on the outside saw that and said, ah, kind of an inspirational run. They were close. That's not how it was viewed internally. So I thought there was always potential for it to go bad. It went bad. They've been great all season. Now they lose to the Lions. It's the second time this year, along with that Panther game where you just say, huh? But, you know, if you look at the schedule, you're looking at Colts, Cowboys, and Seahawks, who theoretically, if they can win on Tuesday and keep it rolling, could be still fighting for their lives. And you wonder, like, is this possibly a collapse? I don't think so. And I hear you on Kyler. He's not the most galvanizing force. He's not necessarily a vocal leader at this stage of his career, but he's also very, very good. I feel like they'll get it solved, but every time it doesn't resolve itself, every growing play, the pressure mounts in that building.
So I'm interested on your take on this. I am a fan of analytics, but I have said for years in all sports, I also believe in manalytics, where you have to look an adult, a male, an alpha male in the eye and go, hey, you tell me, how do you feel on this drive? How do you feel as a pitcher? Should I go to the bullpen? I don't want to reduce my athletes to spreadsheets. And I think it hurts your locker room. It can hurt chemistry. And you can lose, you know, this is all very sensitive. These athletes can lose confidence if they, you know, they feel like there's a numbers chart leaning over them. So where did you land on the decision by John Harbaugh, head coach of the Ravens, last night?
Great question. I'm okay with it, just as I was okay with it 2 weeks earlier against the Steelers. I like the aggressiveness. I like the faith. You've got a mobile quarterback in Tyler Huntley. My understanding of the analytics, and I'm not an analytics expert, is that you go for two the first time. You're down 14 and you score. That's when you go for two. You can either get the advantage there or know that you have to go for two again to tie if you score the second time. And I do wonder, you know, what you talked about, the real human element of it. I wonder if a team that is so resilient, that has fought so hard to be in this position, 2 weeks ago they came back against the Steelers and then put it all on the line and it didn't work. Are you in that situation as John Harbaugh, tempted to say, you know what, we've done a great thing to get here, let's kick it, go to overtime and take our chances? But, you know, if you like me, like coaches who put it on the line and are aggressive, you have to be able to live with the outcome.
By the way, so the Browns play today. Joy and I disagree. I think Baker's better than Nick Mullins. In a one game, I think Lamar's better than Tyler Huntley. But for a game, Tyler Huntley's a handful. I don't know. I don't know him. What I have to go back to preseason video. I don't have Nick Mullins' career completion percentage is higher than Baker's. Same height. He broke all Favre's records in college. He's considered a gamer. He's like Baker. He's not a great athlete, but he's quick. He can move in the pocket. And I'm like, for a game, I don't think there's a huge gap. Now, over the course of 60 quarters, there's a big gap. I think Cleveland wins today. Am I crazy? What do you think is going to happen?
Interesting. You know, Nick Mullins, he beat the Rams last year,
yep,
you know, in
yep.
San Francisco. Like, when he's been good, he has definitely risen up to that level, but we've also seen him not be as good. Big difference between Baker and Nick Mullins would be arm strength, and not close. And I'm not one of those people who is beholden to arm strength when assessing quarterback value, but I think you're going to see a drop off there. But, you know, he's definitely been grinding away while you and I have been chatting and researching and talking. He's been in the playbook and going through it in his mind. So I don't think preparation is going to be an issue. Should be a fascinating game because I think the Raiders, like the Eagles and Seahawks, have a legitimate beef about the competitive difference in playing later. We'll see if they channel that on the field.
Yeah, I'm going to go 24-23 Cleveland. It's in Cleveland. I still think Stefanski's going to some way have his fingerprints on the game, even though he's not there. Mike Silver, great seeing you, bud.
Thanks, Colin. I appreciate it. Thanks,
you bet. Yeah, I mean, Baker's better. I'm not saying that. I mean, Lamar's better than Tyler Huntley. But there are times where in a short cycle, a guy can be competitive, a little bit of a competitive advantage. You don't know much about Nick. You got to go back to Niners to get film on him. And he's kind of a gamer. He's Taylor Heinicke. He's kind of a gamer. I mean, Taylor Heinicke last year, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got caught off guard. It's like, wait a minute. They had more trouble with Taylor Heinicke than they did Patrick Mahomes for four quarters. Doesn't mean it. We all know Baker's he's a stronger arm. That's why he went number one in the draft. He's got a cannon. He can really throw it. All right. What to make of Arizona? There is something to the fall off for Arizona. That next, it's The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Greg Olson next hour, Colin right, Colin wrong. So we have a stupendous second hour. Howie Long will join us as well. So, these are long seasons, 16 8 weeks is a long time. The NFL's added another week to it, and it's hard. You're not going to play great football. New England was scuffing early, and New England plays well. Then this Thursday, they played their worst football game in 2 months. It's hard. It's hard to play well. This is not college football where if you're a really top 10 team, 8 of your games, you just have better players then. And we all know this. So Arizona right now is struggling. In their last 4 games, Kyler Murray's 1-3. His completion percentage has dropped off a cliff. It's in the low 60s. His passer rating's in the 70s. He's not throwing touchdowns. He's throwing interceptions. So my guess is he came back too soon. It's very much a Russell Wilson experience. He's not 100%, and Russell, the way he plays and the way Kyler Murray plays, they need all their activity. They need their legs. Brady and Rodgers are different. First of all, they've been doing this for so long. Aaron's got, you know, some toe issue. Brady last year played with a torn meniscus or something all year. But they've got so many snaps and so much experience. There's other parts of their game that can take them through these patches. You got to remember with Kyler Murray, he only played 1 year of college. He was really a baseball guy as much as a football guy, and he's only got 43 NFL starts. Now you put him on the road, no DeAndre Hopkins, Cleveland gets a lead at home, and it gets pretty ugly pretty fast. But what you've seen in the last couple of years is he plays really well early this year and last year. He gets banged up, he returns, and he's not the same quarterback. So one of the things, there's 2 things I've noticed about Kyler, and you got to watch the games to see this. I don't love his body language. He can be, it's got a little Jay Cutler feel to it. There's a lot of eye rolling, a lot of disgust. I'm not a huge fan of that. I think he's going to fall on the sword a lot. Aaron does it a lot, but Aaron often turns away. I see it as a fan. His teammates don't see it when Aaron turns away and is disgusted. There have been reports that Kyler's not necessarily one of the guys. They brought in some leaders like A.J. Green and J.J. Watt, you know. So that could be a component to it. The other thing is we have to be honest about this. He's 5'9 and a half and about 205 pounds. I had an NFL player, a great one, who played him last year and hit him. Tell me this off the air. He's like, that dude doesn't like to get hit. He's not very big. And this player is a defensive player, said, I am big. And, like, he doesn't like to get hit. So, not that anybody does, but some guys, you know, Ben and Cam kind of lean into it. Josh Allen, Andrew Luck. There are players that kind of lean into that. They're big, physical men. He's like 5'9". Don't believe the height, weight stuff. He's 5'9 and a half. That would be significantly shorter than me. And he's like 205. Only 9 pounds heavier than me. So he's not a gigantic guy, and this is a sport of gigantic men bearing down on you. So, you know, he's gotten banged up the last couple of years. So there's that component to it. So I think Arizona is dangerous. I think they're good. I think DeAndre Hopkins back would help. But when you start seeing something 2 and 3 years in a row, you're like, it's a little bit of a trend. He needs his feet. If he doesn't have them, if he's not 100%, he's not the same quarterback. And that's I think the space we're in. I think Arizona's a good team, but would I be worried a little? Yeah, a little bit, until he's 100%, and he's not. And I saw him got smoked twice yesterday, like hard, and took his time to get up. So this is a sport of big, big men. That's what it is, tackling you. I will say this. Let me defend Dak on this. It's interesting. So Dak has not played well for about 6 weeks. And I don't think it's an injury with Dak. And by the way, Dak is not nearly as mobile as Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray. So I don't think an injury to Dak, it matters as much. But it is interesting. So I watched Dallas yesterday, and there was a report on the internet that Dak was yelling, kill, 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 meaning we've got a play called, I'm killing the play. And that, and I thought about that. Does that mean Dak's afraid to throw the football down the field? And I thought about this. So Dallas's defense is exceptional. It's exceptional. They're not only a good defense, they take the ball away. The Giants run a backup quarterback. You had a lead after that field goal, a 2-score lead by the second quarter. Is Dak doing what a smart quarterback would do? There's no reason to throw the ball down the field. I just don't want to get in the way of this thing. So, you know, for years, New England was not a high-risk offense when they were in a division with average quarterbacks. There was no reason to be. I mean, they didn't have a deep threat after Randy Moss left for like 6 years. And they didn't take a lot of big chunk shots down the field. And so when I watch Dak, is it that he can't throw the ball down the field or that he has a two-score lead against the backup quarterback and the only way they're going to lose this game is I throw it down the field and make a mistake? I don't know the answer to that, but their tight ends are highly productive. Their run game's above average. He's 9-0 this year when he gets 100 yards rushing. And he's watching the other quarterback thinking, folks, I go into half, they can't score twice on our defense. So, and that was always Brady's thing. I got a great defense. I don't need to take big risks. So, you know, part of me is they don't throw the ball down the field. That is absolutely true. And then part of me thinks, I don't know. Would I be defending Dak if he was throwing the ball down the field and throwing picks? It's like, maybe he's on to something. Hour two next. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit Slack.com to get started.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.